Being ready for emergencies. Tough weather, the pandemic, wildfires, and infrastructure problems highlight the need for a plan to survive disasters that might cut off electricity or water. During the COVID-19 outbreak, many folks found out the hard way that they weren't prepared to stay put. When there weren't enough goods and services available, it hit them. Prepping for off-grid living. Get ready to live off the grid for up to a year with smart food storage. You'll need to tweak your plan based on your situation. The amount of food you'll need depends on how long you want to prep for and how many people you're feeding. Start small and build up. Find a spot that's protected from sunlight, heat, moisture, and bugs. Make sure it's easy to get to, well-lit, has sturdy shelves, and an electrical outlet. Organizing your food cache into 3 tiers helps ensure you're prepared for emergencies. Tier 1. This holds about 2 weeks' worth of food, enough for a short-term situation. Keep your daily staples here, including fresh foods. Tier 2. This stash is for a shelter-in-place scenario, lasting from 2 weeks to 3 months. Focus on easy-to-prepare foods like freeze-dried camping meals, as you might have other priorities during an emergency. Tier 3. Stock this supply with foods that stay safe to eat for 3 months to a year. Think freeze-dried items, bulk dry goods like beans and flour, and long-lasting groceries, such as canned goods and powdered soup. Instead of storing food for ages, why not make your pantry work smarter? Fill it with the stuff your family eats all the time. When you cook, grab from the oldest items first to keep things fresh. When you hit the store, pick up replacements for what you've used. This way, you're always rotating your stock, and you won't have to toss anything because it's expired. Easy peasy. Let's figure out how much food you need to keep everyone in your family well-fed. We'll count each family member as an adult, except for babies. Using the serving size information on food packages, we'll calculate how much of each item you need to provide each person with 3 daily servings of grains, protein, and either vegetables or fruit. Easy peasy. Essential food categories. Grain. Get bulk grains and store them in buckets for the long haul. Protein. Think nuts, peanut butter, canned meats, and fish for your protein fix. Also, stock up on dry beans, peas, and lentils. If you're feeling fancy and have the budget, go for freeze-dried meats. You can also consider protein powder, textured vegetable protein, or even keeping chickens for fresh eggs. Fruits and vegetables. If you're not into gardening or canning, go for dried fruits, freeze-dried, or canned options. Some fresh produce like apples, squash, potatoes, and carrots can last a while if stored right. And if you want greens, sprouting beans or seeds is a quick and easy way to go. Fats. Don't forget the fats. Coconut oil, olive oil, canned fish. Nuts and butter are your go-to. Flavorings and spices. Spice up your life with dry spices, honey, chicken bouillon, and garlic and onion flakes. Vitamins. Make sure everyone's getting their daily dose of nutrients with supplements. When you buy big batches of stuff like grains, seeds, and beans, the bags they come in might not keep them fresh forever. But there's a trick to make them last super long. Swap those bags for better containers. Try sealing them up tight in Mylar bags tucked inside waterproof buckets. And here's the secret weapon. Drop a 2,000cc oxygen absorber packet into each bag. This not only stops the food from getting all rusty, but also puts the brakes on any creepy crawlies looking to crash the party. Water storage tips. Storing water for emergencies is vital. Each family member needs at least 2 gallons per day. It's tricky but doable. You might need to gather water from natural sources too. You can store tap or store-bought water for up to 5 years. Small containers are easy to handle but tough to stack. Medium ones can hold 2 to 10 gallons, but they're bulky. Water Brick offers 1.6-gallon and 3.5-gallon containers that stack neatly. For a long-term supply, use food-grade 55-gallon drums. Each drum weighs over 450 pounds when full. Place them on a solid surface, like the ground. Storing them outside works, but not in freezing temperatures. When prepping for a long-term emergency, it's smart to have enough water on hand. Besides stocking up, you can also gather water from natural spots like streams, rivers, and ponds. But be cautious. This water can be full of harmful stuff like chemicals and germs, so always treat it with filters or purifiers. Another option is rainwater. You can catch rainwater using a system on your roof. Rainwater is generally safe to drink, but it picks up dirt and gunks as it travels from your roof to the barrel. If you've got a well, even if it's old and not used, you might still be able to get water out of it. You can use either an electric or a hand pump, but make sure the pump matches how deep the water is in your well. Another option is to dig a new well or put in a well point. To make a good point, start by digging a small hole and then hammer connected pipes into the ground using a sledgehammer or post driver. This method works best when the water table is no more than 30 feet below the ground. Water seeps into the pipe, and you can use a pump, either electric or hand-powered, to bring it up to the surface. Purifying water for safe drinking. To make water safe for drinking, you'll need to do more than just boil it. Boiling kills germs, but it doesn't remove chemicals or dirt. That's where a filter comes in handy. Filters like the Big Berkey can get rid of lots of bad stuff. If you're not sure about the water, it's smart to disinfect it. You can use something called granular calcium hypochlorite, also known as HTH. It's a type of chlorine that comes in tablets or powder. Control and Prevention has simple instructions on how to use it safely. You can find them under Household Water Treatment on their website. Off-grid cooking options. If you're thinking about cooking without electricity for a while, consider your options wisely. While your trusty grill is great for short-term use, it guzzles up propane or charcoal fast. For a longer-term solution, think about getting a wood-burning stove. These can do it all: bake, cook, and even heat your home. You can either fix up an old one or buy a new model from companies like Elmira Stoveworks, Jochel, or La Nordica. But if you're looking for something smaller and cheaper, check out rocket stoves. They're simple. A chamber burns wood, sending heat up a chimney. With just a handful of sticks, you can cook up one-pot meals. You can buy one, like the EcoZoom, or build your own with bricks or concrete blocks. And for boiling water, the Kelly Kettle is your go-to. It's like a mini rocket stove, using just a tiny bit of wood to boil water fast. Cooking off-grid is simple with just a fire pit, wood, and a few basic tools. All you need is an adjustable griddle and some cast iron cookware, like a Dutch oven. This type of cooking is super versatile. You can make all sorts of meals, even using dry goods you have in bulk. Just set up your fire, place the cookware on the griddle, and get cooking. Heating your home in cold weather. Keeping your home warm in chilly climates is super important, especially when winter hits hard. Even places that usually don't get too cold, like Texas, can feel the freeze. Using wood-burning stoves and fireplaces is a great way to heat your place, but they guzzle a lot of wood. To warm up a space that's 1,000 square feet for a whole cold season, you'll need about 384 cubic feet of wood. That's like 3 cords of wood, which is a big stack of wood that's 8 feet long, 8 feet tall, and 4 feet wide. If you're looking to warm up a 1,000 square foot area, a kerosene space heater can do the job for up to 12 hours with just 2 gallons of kerosene. But watch out! These heaters can be risky, as they pose a fire hazard and release carbon monoxide. To stay safe, crack open a window or two while using them. For a longer-term solution, propane is a solid choice. It can be stored for decades, making it reliable for heating. You'll need a big outdoor tank for a propane fireplace, but smaller propane heaters can hook up to a large gas tank, giving you flexibility. Gas-powered generators can be handy for a quick power boost to run heaters, but they burn through fuel fast, so they're not ideal for long-term use. If you're thinking big, a whole house generator powered by propane or natural gas is a pricier but dependable option. Just be ready for the upfront cost, pro installation, and yearly maintenance. Simple sanitation solutions. A composting toilet is a cheap and easy way to deal with waste. You just need a 5-gallon bucket, a snap-on toilet seat, and some sawdust. Put sawdust over your waste each time to stop smells and make compost for trees or flowers. But don't use this compost in vegetable gardens because it could spread diseases. Another option is a trench latrine. Dig a long, shallow trench and put the dirt on one side. Use it like a toilet, starting at one end and moving to the other, covering each section with dirt after. You can make or buy a seat and set up a pop-up tent for privacy. Practice makes perfect. To make sure your emergency plan is solid, try out some test runs. These drills help you get better at it and boost your confidence. Plus, they give your family a chance to get used to the plan without feeling stressed. For example, to get the hang of living without regular electricity, you could turn off your home's power for a weekend. Once a month, try cooking a whole dinner using only the non-perishable foods you've stored away for emergencies. If your plan involves cooking with wood heat, give it a shot by making a meal or two using that method and your emergency gear. Key points. 1. Store food in tiers for short and long-term emergencies. 2. Purify water from natural sources before drinking. 3. Cook efficiently off-grid with wood or rocket stoves. 4. Heat homes safely with wood, kerosene, or propane. 5. Manage waste with composting toilets or trench latrines. 6. Practice emergency plans regularly for confidence. 7. Optimize food storage with Mylar bags and rotation.